Hello, and welcome back to the Beyond Diversity podcast. Before we dive into today's inspiring conversation, we'd like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to our sponsor, Rolex. Rolex isn't just a brand. It's a global symbol of excellence, precision, and innovation. Their support for the Beyond Diversity podcast aligns perfectly with our mission to foster inclusive leadership and celebrate the richness of diverse perspectives. Through their sponsorship, Rolex demonstrates their commitment to creating a world where time is not just measured in seconds, minutes, and hours, but in impactful moments and opportunities for all. Their belief in our cause helps us to bring you the inspiring stories and invaluable insights from leaders around the world. So, a huge thank you to Rolex for joining us in this journey of exploring diversity in leadership. Your support not only drives our podcast, but also reinforces the importance of diversity in shaping a better future. And now, let's get back to today's episode. Stay tuned for more enlightening discussions right here on the Beyond Diversity podcast.
Welcome to Beyond Diversity, where we explore the intricate dynamics of race, identity, and society. I'm your host, Fiona Hill, from the Woods Kovalova Group. Today, we're delving into a topic often skirted around: why white people downplay their individual racial privileges. In conversations about race, a noticeable pattern emerges. Many white individuals hesitate to acknowledge the inherent privileges bestowed upon them. It's akin to a thick veil of ignorance shrouding their perception, obstructing a clear understanding of the myriad advantages they effortlessly inherit solely due to the color of their skin. This veil of ignorance operates insidiously, obscuring the reality of systemic advantages that have been woven into the fabric of society for centuries. It blinds individuals to the countless doors that open effortlessly for them while remaining firmly shut for others. It fosters a distorted worldview where equality appears as an abstract concept rather than a lived reality. Moreover, this veil of ignorance is perpetuated by societal norms and structures that uphold white supremacy, often without conscious awareness. From media representation to educational curricula, the narratives reinforced by dominant institutions further entrench the belief that whiteness is the default, the standard against which all others are measured. Yet, this veil can be lifted. It requires a willingness to confront uncomfortable truths and dismantle deeply ingrained biases. It demands humility to acknowledge the privileges one has been afforded and empathy to recognize the struggles of those who have been marginalized by the same systems that elevate others. Only by peeling back the layers of ignorance can we begin to truly comprehend the extent of white privilege and work towards a more equitable society for all. In our society, the allure of meritocracy holds a powerful sway over the collective imagination. It's a comforting belief that success is solely earned through individual effort and ability, a narrative that resonates deeply with the American dream. Yet, this idealized notion conveniently glosses over the harsh realities faced by people of color navigating a landscape riddled with systemic obstacles. While meritocracy promises a level playing field, the truth is far more complex. For marginalized communities, especially people of color, access to education, employment, and opportunities for advancement is often marred by barriers erected by systemic racism. Unequal funding in schools, discriminatory hiring practices, and pervasive racial biases embedded within various institutions all conspire to impede the path to success for those who are not born into privilege. Furthermore, the myth of meritocracy fails to account for the intergenerational wealth and social capital accrued by white families over centuries of systemic advantage. It overlooks the countless legacies of discrimination and oppression that continue to shape socioeconomic outcomes today. In essence, the notion that hard work alone can guarantee success is a seductive fiction that absolves society of its responsibility to address entrenched inequalities. By perpetuating the myth of meritocracy, we perpetuate an unjust status quo that disproportionately benefits the already privileged while further marginalizing those on the margins. It's only by confronting the harsh realities of systemic racism and dismantling the structures that uphold it that we can begin to truly strive for a society where success is truly determined by merit, not by the color of one's skin. Admitting privilege can indeed be a daunting task. It demands a reckoning with the stark reality that our society is not the meritocratic utopia many wish to believe it to be. Instead, It's a complex web of systems and structures designed to uphold the interests of the privileged few while perpetuating the marginalization of others. This discomfort arises from the realization that one's own success and position in society are not solely the result of individual effort and merit, but are deeply intertwined with systems of power and privilege. It requires individuals to confront the uncomfortable truth that their advantages come at the expense of others who are systematically disadvantaged due to factors beyond their control. In facing this truth, many individuals experience a profound sense of cognitive dissonance. It challenges their deeply held beliefs about fairness and equality, forcing them to confront the uncomfortable reality that their own privilege is not earned, but inherited. This realization can evoke feelings of guilt, shame, and even anger as individuals grapple with the implications of their own complicity in perpetuating systemic inequality. Moreover, admitting privilege requires individuals to confront the ways in which they have benefited from the oppression of others. It necessitates an acknowledgement of the ways in which systemic racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination have shaped their own experiences and opportunities in life. This can be a humbling and unsettling process, as individuals are forced to confront their own implicit biases and complicity in perpetuating systems of oppression. In response to this discomfort, many individuals resort to defensiveness or denial as a means of preserving their self-image and moral integrity. They may dismiss or downplay the existence of privilege, clinging to the myth of meritocracy as a way of rationalizing their own success. Others may become hostile or resistant to conversations about privilege, viewing them as personal attacks rather than opportunities for growth and understanding. Yet, it is only by confronting these uncomfortable truths head-on that we can begin to dismantle the systems of privilege and oppression that perpetuate inequality in our society. It requires a willingness to listen, learn, and reflect on our own complicity in perpetuating injustice. And it demands that we take action to create a more equitable and just world for all. Western culture's staunch emphasis on individualism has long been hailed as a hallmark of personal freedom and autonomy. Yet, this celebration of individual agency often comes at the expense of acknowledging collective responsibility for societal issues, particularly those as deeply entrenched as racism. The prevailing narrative of individualism fosters a mindset wherein many white individuals view discussions of privilege through a strictly personal lens. Instead of recognizing their role in perpetuating systemic inequality, they may perceive conversations about privilege as direct attacks on their character or accomplishments. This defensive response is born from a fear of being personally implicated in the injustices that permeate our society. In this individualistic paradigm, the notion of collective responsibility becomes obscured, if not entirely dismissed. Rather than seeing themselves as part of a larger social fabric, many white individuals retreat into a mindset of self-preservation, prioritizing their own comfort and security over the broader societal good. Furthermore, the emphasis on individualism fosters a culture of rugged self-reliance, wherein success is often attributed solely to personal effort and determination. This narrative conveniently obscures the systemic advantages afforded to certain individuals based on factors such as race, class, and gender. It allows white individuals to maintain the illusion of meritocracy while ignoring the structural inequalities that underpin their own success. Confronting this paradigm requires a shift from individualism to collective responsibility, a recognition that we are all interconnected and implicated in the systems of power and privilege that shape our world. It demands that white individuals move beyond defensiveness and personalization to acknowledge their role in perpetuating systemic inequality. Moreover, embracing collective responsibility necessitates a willingness to listen to the voices of marginalized communities and work collaboratively towards dismantling systems of oppression. It requires white individuals to recognize that their liberation is bound up with the liberation of others, and that true progress can only be achieved through solidarity and collective action. In essence, moving beyond individualism towards collective responsibility is essential for addressing the root causes of racism and other forms of systemic injustice. It requires a fundamental reorientation of our values and priorities towards a vision of society where the well-being of all is prioritized over the interests of the few. Breaking free from denial and defensiveness requires a profound shift in perspective, one that begins with cultivating empathy and a deep commitment to education. Empathy serves as a bridge that connects us to the lived experiences of others, allowing us to see the world through their eyes and understand the injustices they face. To cultivate empathy, we must first be willing to listen. Listening to the voices of marginalized communities is not merely an act of passive observation, but an active engagement with their stories, struggles, and triumphs. It requires us to set aside our own preconceptions and biases and truly open ourselves to the realities of others. Moreover, empathy must be accompanied by a dedication to education. This means actively seeking out resources and information that broaden our understanding of the historical and systemic roots of racism. It requires us to confront uncomfortable truths about our own privilege and complicity in perpetuating systems of oppression. By learning about the historical and systemic roots of racism, we gain insight into the ways in which power and privilege operate in our society. We come to understand that racism is not simply a matter of individual attitudes or actions, but is deeply embedded within the structures and institutions that govern our lives. Armed with this knowledge, we can begin to dismantle the barriers that sustain white privilege. This requires us to challenge the status quo, speak out against injustice, and actively work towards creating a more equitable and inclusive society. Education also empowers us to be effective allies to marginalized communities. It equips us with the language and tools necessary to confront racism and advocate for change in our own spheres of influence. It enables us to use our privilege not as a shield to protect ourselves, but as a platform to amplify the voices of those who have been silenced. In essence, the power of empathy in education lies in their ability to transform us from passive bystanders into active agents of change. By listening, learning, and acting with compassion, we can play a crucial role in dismantling the structures of oppression that perpetuate inequality in our society. As we wrap up today's episode, I urge each of you to take a moment to reflect on your own biases and experiences. It's natural to feel uneasy or challenged by discussions of privilege, but it's essential to approach them with an open mind and a willingness to grow. Only by confronting the uncomfortable truths about privilege and systemic racism can we begin to dismantle the barriers that perpetuate inequality in our society. Thank you for joining me on Beyond Diversity. I'm Fiona Hill, and I encourage you to continue the conversation in your own communities and spheres of influence. Remember, understanding begins with a willingness to listen and learn. Together, we can create a more equitable and just society for all.
Are you ready to take your organization to new heights of diversity, equity, and inclusion? Look no further than Woods Kavalova Group, the premier consulting and training firm trusted by leaders around the globe. With a track record of excellence, Woods Kavalova Group has trained more than 35% of the Forbes Global 2000, helping organizations like yours unlock their full potential and drive meaningful change. Our expert team of consultants brings years of experience and a wealth of knowledge to every engagement, delivering customized solutions tailored to your unique needs and goals. Whether you're looking to foster a more inclusive workplace culture, develop your leadership team, or drive innovation through diversity, Woods Kavalova Group has the expertise and resources to help you succeed. Our comprehensive suite of services includes diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting, leadership development programs, cultural competency training, crisis management, sexual harassment, bias awareness workshops, employee resource group support, speaking, and much more. Don't miss out on the opportunity to work with the best in the business. Call us today at 1-719-581-6889 to schedule an appointment and take the first step towards building a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive organization. Thank you for considering Woods Kavalova Group. We look forward to partnering with you on your journey to success.